Good afternoon, Detroit. It is so great to be with you. For those of you who are calling, tuning in, expecting to hear our friend Paul W. Smith, I am so sorry that you're stuck with me for the next 2 hours. Paul makes it look easy. I can tell you that it's not, and I'm going to prove that over the next 2 hours. Joining me in studio today, I have two great friends and colleagues that are my security blanket. Want to introduce everyone to Megan Spanitz, our Chief Strategy Officer at the Detroit Regional Chamber, and Matt Friedman of Tanner Friedman, our PR consultant. So Megan, Matt, thank you so much. And let's get on with the show. All right. Our first two guests have something incredibly in common, and they are both in charge of preserving one of the amazing automotive and historic assets in Michigan, and that is Fairlane. And so I am so glad to welcome Edsel B. Ford II and Bob Burry to the show. Edsel, Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandy.
Great to hear.
Hi, Sandy.
Good to hear from you both. Edsel, you have done so much for the automotive world, obviously serving on the board of the family company for so many decades, being an executive at the family company. But you've done so much for the community, including Detroit 300, what brought us Campus Marshes. And now you're off saving this incredible automotive and family asset, Fairlane. Tell the listeners exactly what Fairlane is, because I'm not sure everyone knows.
Well, that's a great question, Sandy. You know, this all started with me many years ago when actually my father asked me to be on the board of the Edsel and Eleanor Ford House, which, of course, is my grandparents' home in St. Clair Shores. That all moved to my then desire to figure out a plan to preserve Clara and Henry Ford's home, Fairlane, which is in Dearborn. So that started many, many years ago, actually, when the Ford Motor Company gave the home to the University of Michigan Dearborn. And I worked with them for a long time and then worked with the University of Michigan to suggest to them that maybe they should consider giving the home back to the family. And so, of course, as you know, the stewardship of the home was transferred back to the family in 2013. So that's how we all got started in this wonderful project that we're all working on to restore Clara and Henry Ford's home. And with great thanks to Bob Burry and his leadership and the entire team at Fairlane, they've done a great job, and we're well down the road.
So when did Henry Ford and Clara Ford actually live in the home?
Well, they moved in 1915. And then, of course, as you know, Henry died in 1947, and Clara died in 1950. The house was then transferred, as I said, back to Ford Motor Company, and that's how the history started.
And then it's not just a house, right? It is an entire complex and grounds. For the folks who haven't been there, give us a description of what all the estate of Fairlane includes.
Oh, well, when Clara and Henry first lived there, of course, it was on 1,400 acres, so it was quite large. The home itself is about 31,000 square feet. It has 56 rooms. So it was a big home, and they built it with the notion that Edsel would move in with them. And of course, Edsel only lived there for about a year, and then moved and then got married to Eleanor Clay Ford, and moved out of the home. So Clara and Henry lived there for, you know, quite a long time alone. But they entertained a little bit, it's wonderful to go back and look at the history of the home and the restoration process. It's been great fun.
So, Bob, you have been so engaged in historic preservation, history preservation, particularly for the region. You were the president of the Detroit Historical Society. You were over at Edsel and Eleanor's house in Grosse Pointe Farms, and now you're working with Edsel on the resurrection of Fairlane. Give our listeners an idea of what it's taking to get Fairlane back to what it looked like when Henry and Clara lived there.
Yeah, that's a great question. I guess I could answer that pretty quickly by saying a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of skills and expertise. And because what we were trying to do, and I think succeeding at Fairlane, is to bring it back to what it was like when Henry and Clara lived there and Edsel for a short time. And that's a little bit of a different approach because many historic homes have the furniture, the other furnishings, the other decorative items that were original to the home. And at Fairlane, that wasn't the case because for many decades, the University of Michigan used it for meetings, and actually you could have wedding receptions there back in the old days. So what we've had to do is do a lot of research to find out what the rugs look like, what the furniture look like, what the chandeliers look like. And with a couple of exceptions, most of the furnishings in the home are reproductions, but reproductions that are in many cases one-off in the world, and it really looks incredible. And we wanted to make it look authentic, and we also wanted to make it experiential so that when you come into the home, with some exceptions and good judgment, of course, you can sit on the chairs. You can touch some of the furnishings because they are designed with that in mind to make it a immersive, interactive experience for visitors.
And you've had to go to Europe, New York, other places to get reproductions made. This has been quite the endeavor.
Absolutely. And I always comment about the rugs. And the rugs are beautiful. I mean, Henry and Clara had some beautiful rugs, and they came from China, and they came from Persia, and they came from Afghanistan back in the 1910s, 1915s. So the reproduction rugs that we have in the home are built or were created in those countries as well. So they're beautiful, and they are costly, and they take a long time. I use the example of the one in the living room, which is the original was a hand-tied rug from India. So the reproduction that is there is a hand-tied rug from India as well that took over 4 years to make.
So Edsel, I know that your family, the Ford Motor Company, the great Ford dealers across the country and the world have been contributing to the renovation of Fairlane, but the greater Ford family can't do it on its own. Tell us about how this work is managed and funded.
Well, that's a very good question, Sandy, because, Bob and I met one day and we looked ourselves in the face and said, if we really want to do what we want to do at Fairlane, as Bob mentioned, it's going to cost a lot of money. So I reached out to several Ford Lincoln dealers that I know across the country. I reached out to the Ford Foundation. We reached out to Ford Motor Company, and everyone said yes. Everyone said, we're interested and we're in. So we have been able to raise enough money to get all this going. And of course, as Bob will tell you, the new and largest event that we're going to undertake is the restoration of the garage or the powerhouse. And so that's our newest and biggest project. But
yeah,
once
so
that's done, the house will be complete.
Great. Bob and Edsel, the time is the time, and unfortunately we're going to have to wrap this up, but I am going to say henryfordfairlane.org is where people can go to find out more. There's also a sweepstakes giving away an F-150 Raptor. So the folks at Fairlane are not just looking to the past, they're certainly looking to the future. Two dear friends of mine, Edsel B. Ford II, Robert Burry, thank you both for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sandy. My pleasure.